Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Obviously, a very important broadcast today. Trump last night announced he is running for president and then gave a lengthy speech. It's now official. The Republicans have won the House of Representatives, but narrowly. Roger Stone's going to be joining us to talk about all of this here in just a few minutes. Yesterday, I went on air when it was being announced that Russia had launched a cruise missile at Poland that had blown up a grain silo and killed two people with no evidence. And I said, and even the fellow running the boom said, we were talking during a break, I said, I bet, he said, I bet that it's a errant air defense missile. Because if you know war, you know most cross-border attacks are accidents in a war zone, and the most common is a air defense missile. Where do you think a giant air defense missile, a SAM missile, a surface-to-air missile, goes when it misses its target? Well, it goes somewhere and crashes. So why on earth, when Russia is trying to de-escalate things, would they attack Poland? Only fools would take the bait and believe that. Well, Zelensky came out and said, Russia has attacked us, confirmed it within minutes with no evidence, lied to the world, and called for NATO to attack Russia, and we'd be in World War III right now, probably nuclear war, probably a lot of us dead. I mean, these people are out of control. Their lies, their recklessness, everything they do. So here's CNBC News. Here's the Associated Press. NATO chief says Poland blast likely caused by Ukrainian missile, but not Ukraine's fault. Poland, NATO say missile strike wasn't a Russian attack, and that was early this morning. Now they're confirming it, and we have pictures of the Ukrainian missile that we'll be showing you on screen. Here's a shot of it right here. Ukraine fired a missile at a Russian aircraft. It missed. They didn't care which direction they were shooting it. They didn't think about the trajectory, because reportedly the Russian jets had already gone over and were going close to Polish airspace, and they still fired at them, knowing their missiles would go into Poland, and knowing a lot of hotheads would then call for nuclear war. How's the song go? Thank God the Russians love their children too. Meanwhile, Biden asked for another $37 billion in Ukraine aid. They've already gotten over $100 million. Congress needs to say no. I agree with that red state headline. So that's what I wanted to start the broadcast with today, is that tomorrow's news today, I told you, probably an air defense missile. Play that clip when we come back. Just to show, we actually do our research, folks. We actually study a lot of things. We don't just sit up here and say things. I do make mistakes, but not on purpose. And 9 times out of 10, we're right when everybody else is wrong. I just want to point that out. It's not about being arrogant. It's about the fact that we're attacked by the globalists if we tell the truth. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the madman, the literal Nazi leader, Zelensky, lied within minutes of a missile hitting Poland yesterday and blowing up a grain silo and killing two farmers, and said Russia had fired a cruise missile. They knew that Russia had done it, and that NATO must invoke the particular article and attack Russia, which would lead to nuclear war. Well, today, NATO and Poland confirmed that the missile was fired at Russian aircraft by Ukraine, despite the fact they were flying along the Polish-Ukrainian border on the western side of Ukraine, knowing their missiles would then rain down, if they missed the aircraft, onto Poland. Absolutely criminal, incredibly dangerous. Here I am yesterday predicting that it would be an air defense missile, because the Russians don't have the motive. We know the Ukrainians are firing air defense missiles all over the place that fall on Ukraine and Russia. I mean, they've gone into Belarus, you name it. Now they've hit Poland. And they don't care if they fire one tomorrow when it goes into Poland. They'll still blame Russia and try to get a nuclear war going. Here I am yesterday predicting it was an air defense missile fired by Ukraine, now confirmed. All right, this news broke about an hour ago, but I wanted to do some more research before we covered it. Sure enough, it's what I thought. It was first reported at least two dead after Russian missiles land in NATO, state of Poland, on Ukraine border. In Poland, two stray rockets fell in a village near the border with Ukraine. They hit grain dryers. Two people were killed. There are police, prosecutor's office, and army on site. Now the Pentagon saying no evidence that Russia fired missiles in. Looks like it was errant missile defense systems being fired at the Russians. But the point is, you just can't believe anything when you first hear it. Now, so there you go. I just wanted to point that out and then get to the big election news with Roger Stone here in a moment. Here's Zelensky, literally a half hour after the attack, saying they have confirmed that the Russians did this and that NATO should invoke its articles of war and immediately attack Russia, including, he's been saying, with nuclear weapons. And then you've got that idiot Sean Penn running around giving him Oscars and things. I'm sure they'll give Zelensky a peace prize next. Here it is.
President Zelensky, while we were just in that briefing, Hallie, has just put out a statement. So he confirms the earlier numbers. He says there were 90 Russian missiles. They targeted power systems, enterprises, residential buildings, including two right here in Kyiv. But then he goes on, and this is the first statement that we have from the Ukrainian government about this Polish incident. He says, terror is not limited to our national borders. Russian missiles hit Poland. He then continues to say, to fire missiles at NATO territory. This is a Russian missile attack on collective security. This is a significant escalation. We must act.
So Zelensky basically is like a chimpanzee with a flamethrower running around inside a fireworks factory about to burn down our world. Again, I don't support the Russian war. I don't support what happened. I don't support what Putin's doing. I also support not having a nuclear war that Zelensky and his money laundering friends at the FTX, the Democratic Party, are engaged in. Stop it. Stop it now. We need a peace deal before these maniacs kill everybody. Now, that said, the big news, and joining us is Roger Stone. I want to play several clips here and then go to Roger. This is Trump last night making the big announcement. He is running for 2024. We told you months ago that he had told people very close to the president and very close to this show that indeed he was running. The only question was when, so we are tomorrow's news today yet again. And then Trump says, we will take America back and we will put a stop to these electronic systems immediately, demand voter ID, same-day voting, and only paper ballots. Here is the president announcing in his key statement.
I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. We will do whatever it takes to bring back honesty, confidence, and trust in our elections. To eliminate cheating, I will immediately demand voter ID, same-day voting, and only paper ballots. Only paper ballots.
Oh, bravo. Bravo to that. He then went on to say we need amnesty for everybody they tried to forcibly inject and that nobody should be forcibly injected and they shouldn't be pushing on children. So he's now coming along in that fashion more and more. And I'll say this. I've been on the fence about Trump DeSantis because I see it as a civil war and a distraction. But seeing all the neocons and the Democrats and the deep state and Ivanka and Jared come out against her own dad really makes me like Trump more. And watching the entire media pile on really makes me like Trump more, just reminding me how much the power structure absolutely hates his guts. We're going to talk about all this with Roger Stone. It's now being reported that Republicans have officially taken the House of Representatives. We'll look at some of the major election fraud evidence as well here in the next 45 minutes with the one, the only Roger Stone, the guy that encouraged Trump to run, the guy that got him to run. Trump ran for office, never winning, or never losing because he'd never run before. The first time he ran, he won. The second time he ran, they stole it from him. Now it's his third run. Will it be successful? Roger Stone.
He's obviously challenging history, Alex. Only once in our American history has a president, Grover Cleveland, was elected in 1885. In 1888, it was stolen from him in a disputed election where he clearly, by the way, got a majority of the popular vote. And then he came back in 1893. The energy in the room last night reminded me of 2015 and 2016. It was the old Trump, the old anti-establishment Trump. He was very disciplined. He was very much on message. He did contrast his record with the Biden record. For those who say, oh, you need to lay out your vision, well, there's our vision. Energy independence, abundant food, zero inflation, 1% under Donald Trump. Close our borders. Stop the flow of fentanyl. Stop shipping billions to this Ukrainian Nazi, as you put it. If you want to see the Trump agenda, it's really not that hard. Look at everything Joe Biden's doing to this country and reverse course. I saw an incredible clip the other day in which Biden is asked about the inflation rate, and he says, yeah, but look what we inherited. What you inherited? You inherited the most robust economy and the lowest inflation rates in American history. So I really was pumped up last night. I stayed up a little too late, so I apologize for sounding a little raspy. But it was an exciting moment. It was a recapture of 2015, and you're absolutely right. Look at the interests who are lining up against him. It's Wall Street. It's the corporately owned media. It is the globalists like Ken Griffin and Paul Singer, Rupert Murdoch. They weren't for him in 2016 either. They were either grudgingly for him in 2020 or they were secretly against him. A man is known by his enemies. And in this case, Trump has a high mountain to climb, but I think he's the only one with the kind of the courage, the strength, the cojones, if you will, to pull this off.
Perfectly said. We're going to go over some of those headlines when we come back, but I saw where Rupert Murdoch reportedly called Trump like he did 6-7 years ago and said, if you continue to run, I'm not going to support you. I'm going to support a Democrat. Well, I mean, he did that before and then flip-flopped back to Trump later. So I see this as a feather in Trump's cap that he's got the establishment lined up against him, and not good for DeSantis having them lined up for him. That does not bode well for DeSantis, even though I really like DeSantis.
We can come back and talk about it on the other side. I think Ron's done a good job, but he's 42 years old. And he did vote for TPP. By the way, he appointed yesterday the father-in-law of Stephanie Murphy, the red Chinese communist-controlled congresswoman from Orlando, to a state board. What's that all about?
Well, we know as big administrators, people can make a lot of mistakes. My gosh, I've got a decent-sized crew, and they're great, but we make bad mistakes here sometimes, but I hope it is just a mistake.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On. Things are just getting more and more wild by the day. And President Trump had the election stolen from him. And they tried to set us up on January 6th. Now they're trying to put him and all the rest of us in prison. They've just stolen a major election. All the evidence is overwhelming. And we absolutely must get on the ball, not allowing them to have the new normal of weeks and weeks to decide who the winner is, and in always the same key districts in Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, have them steal it the same way over and over again. We're going to look at the House of Representatives, reportedly now going to the Republicans. What's happening with the Senate? Roger Stone's predictions on that, what we can do to continue with the small beachhead we have to not give up and push forward, because surrendering means the Great Reset and our energy being cut off, borders completely dissolved, and things 10 times worse than we're currently living under. But getting back to Trump and his announcement, I've said, look, start coming out more against the shots. Start coming out and saying no mandates, which he's already done, and really hammer stay away from children. And now more and more Trump's doing that. So he's moving in the right direction. Here he is last night.
I will get Biden's radical left ideology out of our military. And I did. I did. And then the first day they put it back. They signed an executive order and they put it back. It was gone. We will abolish every Biden COVID mandate and rehire every patriot who was fired from our military with an apology and full back pay. Thank you.
Now,
and they deserve an apology, and they deserve full back pay, and they'll get it. And unlike Biden possibly getting us.
Now, let me add another good point. Trump looks great. Put that photo up from last night with Roger and his wife and Trump. You guys all look great, but, man, Trump looks like he's lost 60 pounds or something. I mean, you can't hide that in the face. It seems like he's been energizing himself, Roger. How is the real president doing?
You're absolutely right, Alex. He's kind of trimmed down to fighting weight. I mean, I've known him 40 years, and he looks terrific. He's been really pushing for this. The truth is, he actually wanted to announce his candidacy a bit earlier. A number of advisors talked him out of it. I think that was the right decision. Had he done so before the election, they would have blamed him for what happened in the election. Oh, wait a minute. They did anyway. How come nobody discusses the incredible victory of J.D. Vance in Ohio, pickup of a Senate seat? Nobody discusses the reelection of probably the number one Trump defender in the U.S. Senate, Ron Johnson, in Wisconsin, in which he won, but Republicans lost every
or MTG
else.
By 66%, 30-plus point win. When they say that all the Trump candidates lost, it's a damn lie.
It's a complete lie. If we're going to blame somebody for the loss of the election, let's blame the people who are really responsible, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Why would Mitch McConnell shift $9 million from the Arizona campaign of Blake Masters up to Alaska to try to bail out Lisa Murkowski, who wasn't even elected to the term she's in now as a Republican, who bolted the party and ran as an independent, but then voted to organize with the Republicans in the Senate. What will be very interesting, Alex, and people don't really understand this, so it's a good opportunity for us to review it for the InfoWarriors, the caucus vote in which Kevin McCarthy was selected over Andrew Biggs is essentially meaningless. It does not make McCarthy speaker. The only vote that makes him speaker is the vote of the full House in early January. At that juncture, he has to have at least 218 votes to become speaker. Now, Congressman Matt Gaetz has said publicly that he has the votes to block that election. He doesn't need but a handful to block that election. And all eyes are going to be on Matt Gaetz. He's a pretty good politician.
No, I mean, I agree. So why is Trump endorsing, and I really didn't like that last night, fawning all over Kevin McCarthy?
I find that problematic myself. I've argued against it. I can't explain Trump. He is a force of nature, and sometimes he's wrong. But to go back to the point you made at the very top, and I want to be very clear about this, his position on vaccinations is identical to that of Ron DeSantis. If I need to bring you the video of Ron advocating the shot and saying it will protect you from infection, I can do that.
No, I remember Trump and DeSantis being wrong. It's just that DeSantis has been coming out against it more and put in that good Surgeon General that I really like, trying to save kids. All I've been trying to do is, I'm not a politician. I'm not trying to be part of a political system. I'm an issue person. And so I want Trump to really hurt these poison shots and save more people. I'll forgive him for being bamboozled into it. So I'm simply operating on the issues. And I know you do as well, but you operate in a political area. I don't, Roger.
All I'm saying is today, both of them oppose mandatory vaccinations. Both of them oppose vaccinations for those in the military. Both of them oppose the masking of our children. Their positions are identical. Rhetorically, you're right. The governor has been more aggressive about it. But at the end of the day, their positions are identical. So if those who are pushing DeSantis towards a candidacy, his wife, the billionaires, Jeb Bush, Meghan McCain, Paul
Mitt
Ryan.
Romney, it really is. It is troublesome. Very troubling that the rhino Republican.
If they think that's the wedge issue, I think that they're going to be unsuccessful. I really hope the governor will fulfill the next 4 years of his term here in Florida. To think that this state is still not on a knife edge just because we want a giant election. The left here is more energized than ever. The Clintons are about to take over the Democratic Party. I want him to continue the job he's doing as governor, where in the last 2 years of his term, he's been very strong. He's 42 years old. He's got plenty of time. I say it yet again. If he wants to run, it's his prerogative. I think he clears the field. I'm not sure he can sustain a longer conversation. He's very good in a controlled environment. He's very good when he controls the microphone. But in a wide open, free of fighting debate with a brawler like Donald Trump, I think Trump has personality. He has presence. He's got some. He often has a self-deprecating humor. The governor is kind of charmless in that regard. It is what's really amazing, Alex. The reason I know that we're over the target here is the invective and hatred raining down on me today on Twitter just warms my heart. It really does warm my heart. When these many leftists attack you on Twitter, well, then you know you're doing something right.
Well, I have to go with my gut, and I'm not going to say which man I'm supporting, but I think overall Trump is the better choice. He enrages the system. They're totally scared of him, and seeing the establishment get behind DeSantis makes my skin crawl, but I don't blame DeSantis for that. But I want to shift gears into the other big political battles, what it means the Republicans have the House, how some of these other races are ending up, and more with Roger Stone. Looking forward into the future. Infowars.com from RS News Today. That I got a bunch of big news we haven't even told you about. Next hour, stay with us.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of calculus goes into this, but also a lot of discernment, and Trump is far from perfect. None of us are. But I got to tell you, he's got the New World Order scared of him. They've been persecuting the living hell out of him, and I love it when Jared Kushner, who we know is a villain, him in his 666 Fifth Avenue building, And Trump's daughter, now that they are openly attacking Trump and distancing themselves, that means the knives are out for Trump and they're coming after him. And so if we don't support Trump now, we don't support free and fair elections, we don't support the president that we voted in, and the deep state stole it from us. Donald Trump announced the 2024 presidential run to make us great and glorious again. As Trump announced the 2024 White House run, GOP mega donors back DeSantis and other Republicans. Trump seeks White House again. GOP loses legal probes. Murdoch reportedly tells Trump his political career is over, threatens to back opponent in 2024. Christie applauded after bashing Trump at GOP governor meeting. Broadcast networks take a pass on Trump campaign announcement. New election, same result. Most incumbents win 2022 rematch. It goes on and on and on. So that's where I basically stand on this, is the issues. And that's what I'll continue to hammer, regardless of who's in the White House. But Trump running on stopping election fraud, I think, is really central. He also talked about border security, backing the police and not defunding them, and you know, a lot of other things that resonate with Trump's base. But we know that the Jan 6 committee came out and said they don't care if there's a normal rule that you don't prosecute somebody when they're running for president because it's obvious political persecution. But it's a rule that we shouldn't have had the lady that ran the elections running for governor and now winning by fraud, obviously, in Arizona. They're doing whatever they want, not because they're strong, but because they're weak. They're cornered rats. Culturally, politically, the world is turning against the New World Order. The question is, can America get out of its coma and realize that before it's too late? Roger Stone.
You raise the single most important issue here, Alex, and that is it doesn't really matter at the end of the day whether we nominate former President Donald Trump or whether we nominate Governor DeSantis or who we nominate if we can't have free, fair, honest, transparent elections. What's just happened in Arizona is an abomination. The ballots that were tested the night before the election are the correct 19 inches long. On election day, the paper ballots that are sent to only Republican precincts are 20 inches long. The machines are specifically made not to accept them. In one case, an election judge I spoke to said a person tried to get the tabulator to receive their ballot 15 times and it was rejected. Well, it's rejected because the trays inside the tabulator are not made to take that paper. Now, this wasn't done by accident. This was done willfully. The ballots that were used to do the tests the night before weren't even done by the printer at the polling place, as required by law. They were printed at a central location. So if we're going to have fraudulent elections, does it matter who we nominate? Does it matter how we illustrate the issues? Does it matter if our candidate wins in the presidential debates? You cannot tell me in an election in which if you added the vote that went to all of the Republican candidates for Congress, there's between 3 and 5 million more people voted Republican in the last election, yet we're expected to believe that they retained the Senate. We're expected to believe that we only narrowly won the House. This is the single most important issue for Trump to address. This, if this issue is not fixed, well, then there's no point in having an election. As I have said on this show and elsewhere, if a person steals a car and there's no consequences for stealing that car, that person is going to go out and steal another car. I would say this for the globalists, the Democrats, and their handmaidens in the mainstream media. They had between 2020 and 2022 to perfect their stealing. One of the problems they had in 2020 was making the total number of ballots cast match the number of ballots that they reported. Now they've found a way to do that. But if you were voting in Arizona, in Maricopa County, in the morning, the odds were overwhelming that your ballot did not go through the tabulators, and therefore they say to you, oh, just throw it in this box, box number 3 or door number 3, and we'll count it later. We don't know that those votes were even counted, even though an election judge signed off on each batch of them. So it's very hard to understand how Florida and Texas, much, much larger states than Arizona, all of them on machine, all of them with mail-in ballots, unfortunately, just like Arizona, can have all their elections wrapped up by about an hour and a half after the polls close. But in Arizona, it's a week later before they finally enacted the big steal. And They elected a woman who, in the campaign style of Joe Biden, spent most of her time in the basement during this campaign, who didn't recuse herself as Secretary of State, so she overlooked her own election and the fraud there. I really think that Carrie Lake has a significant constitutional legal issue, which is the disenfranchisement of all those people who tried to vote in the morning. Well, we cannot give up on election integrity. We cannot give up on the fight for honest elections. In fact, it must be the centerpiece of Trump's campaign if he is going to succeed.
Well, you're right, Roger. I mean, this is classic Fox is watching the hen house, and only key Republican districts have the machines fail and turn off. Only Republican districts are given basically fake ballots that don't work. Only Republican districts all over the country and key battlegrounds are given black Sharpies, which the machines don't then read. I mean, they are openly engaged in racketeering fraud with the same scams in this key battlegrounds as 2 years ago. And if we don't have some mechanism to stop them, they're going to keep doing it forever. And now the Democratic Party is calling all their political opposition terrorists and white supremacists. And the ADL, coming up next hour, is giving an award to Pfizer and saying basically censor and shut down anybody that doesn't want to take injections, experimental injections. So you're now anti-Semitic if you want control over your body. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Meanwhile, it really disturbs me to see Elon Musk, who I really, based on everything I see, I really like. Why is he meeting with the ADL in order to come up with a definition of hate speech? This is really simple. Anything that the ADL disagrees with, they call hate speech. That's not free expression. That's not free speech. Why would you even meet with these people? They're the ones who want to limit everyone's free expression. So Twitter remains the sewer that it is, the toilet that it is. I'm really praying that Elon Musk will clean it up, will allow people like you and I and President Trump and so many others to return to that platform. But I'm not betting on it, to be honest with you. I'm going back to Parler, which I must tell you, I'm liking much better. I'm finding traction again on Parler that was missing. So I'm still working the alternatives, Gab, Telegram, True Social, of course, Getter to a certain extent. I still want my voice out there, but I'm not clear on what Elon Musk is doing. But transparency and getting back our voice to demand free, fair elections is an absolute important element of this whole fight.
Absolutely. It's key for us to stop obsessing over Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and getting back on there. And if you go to Infowars.com, every article under the main image or main video has all the different ways you can post. Sure, post if you've got Facebook or Twitter, but use Telegram, use Rumble, use Getter, use Gab, use email, use Twitch. Use some of the other great sites that are out there. Rumble is really kicking ass. And those things are all growing to the globalist chagrin. They are not able to stop us when we build our own infrastructures. That's why they hate Gateway Pundit. That's why they hate Infowars.com. That's why they hate our platform. That's why they hate Frank's speech, because we are all building our own infrastructures. And we, the people, that's you, the great listeners, are spreading the word about Roger Stone's weeknight show, 5 p.m., and my broadcast, and Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., and Owen Schroyer with The War Room, 3 p.m. Central. The only way, though, the dog hunts is when you let us out. You open the gate, we'll fight the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Alex Jones Show, hour number two, jam-packed with a ton of breaking news I haven't even gotten to yet. That's beyond critical. Dealing with the ADL and who's behind that, its connections to FTX and Pfizer. Wait till we lay out the rest of the story. But I was talking to Roger Stone about what do you want to hit next? What's front and center for you during the break? Because he has so much to talk about. He said, really, I'm worried about World War III and these Reichstagian type events that lead to these wider wars. What you were talking about earlier, he was mentioning what I'd said at the start of the second segment about 45 minutes ago when he first joined us, and that's that Ukraine's been firing large SAM, surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles, all over the place. They've been hitting Russia. They've been hitting Belarus. They've been going into the edge of Poland. And when we first saw this yesterday, I said, I would imagine it's a surface-to-air missile fired at Russian aircraft. Now, that wasn't in the news yet. I was just statistically, in a war zone like this, Russia has no motive. Why would they do this? But Zelensky went on TV and said it was a cruise missile and that Russia had fired 90 of them and that many had gone into Poland, and he wanted Article 5 invoked by NATO, and that's a NATO attack on Russia. So he's a maniac, absolutely out of control, and everything that comes out of his mouth is basically a lie. Doesn't mean I'm against the Ukrainians. Doesn't mean I want this war. It's just a fraud. So here I am yesterday giving you tomorrow's news today. All right, this news broke about an hour ago, but I wanted to do some more research before we covered it, and sure enough, it's what I thought. It was first reported at least two dead after Russian missiles land in NATO, state of Poland, on Ukraine border. In Poland, two stray rockets fell in a village near the border with Ukraine. They hit grain dryers. Two people were killed. There are police, prosecutor's office, and army on site. Now the Pentagon's saying no evidence that Russia fired missiles in. Looks like it was errant missile defense systems being fired at the Russians. But the point is, you just can't believe anything when you first hear it. Now, but here we are a day later, and they're still saying it's a Russian missile. The mainstream media here is, after NATO and Poland say no, it was a Ukrainian missile. And Zelensky just came out and got in NATO's face and said, no, it's the Russians, now attack them. This guy is very, very dangerous, Roger.
Alex, this is really quite extraordinary. Look, I got up late today because I was up celebrating the historic announcement of Donald Trump. And therefore, when I went to bed, I heard that Russian missiles had attacked Poland. Then when I came on your broadcast, I saw you laying out the truth. Then I went online figuring that, well, everybody else will probably be saying the same thing Alex is saying. And you know what, Alex? Nobody other than InfoWars, by and large, is reporting the truth. This underlines the importance of InfoWars and why they are so desperate to take you down. This underlies the importance of InfoWars and why I so value this platform and this forum, because I know whenever there is a concerted effort at propaganda, regardless what the issue, whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's Governor DeSantis or whether it's the situation in Ukraine or whether it's what the Red Chinese are up to, the safest place to go to find out what is really going on, and it's put out there fearlessly and with the knowledge that we're going to be attacked as conspiracy theorists and nut jobs and extremists and, this one always makes me laugh, white supremacists, all of which is false, is InfoWars. All of these efforts to destroy you legally. How much do you owe now, Alex? I think last time I checked it was $4 trillion. Let's see if we can get another trillion out of him. All of this stuff is about shutting down and silencing InfoWars. In frankspeech.com, in Breitbart, and Jack Posobiec, and so many others out there who are truth tellers. So when you make the pitch for the InfoWars.com store, or you make a pitch for your own legal defense fund, folks, I can tell you this firsthand. It's not because Alex Jones is greedy. It's not because he wants to make money. He worships God and country. That's why he does this. None of us would do this otherwise. We're not here for the glory. We're not here to be famous. In fact, I found out that being famous is a pain in the ass. I'm tired of being threatened in restaurants and airports. I'm tired of attacks on my family. I'm still outraged about the guy who attacked my wife outside my home two Christmases ago. No, I can't get over it. We're here willingly. We're not complaining. We're not whining. We're not bitching. All we're asking for is your support. Whether it is going to InfoWars.com's store, or whether it is going to the StoneDefenseFund.com, or whether it's watching my show, StoneZone.live, every day at 5 o'clock at StoneZone.live, we're here because we love the country. We're here because we're down for the battle. After what I went through, and Alex, you've been through a similar scalding experience, my children, my grandchildren said, why don't you hang it up? Just retire to the beach, write some historic books, lay as low as possible. Stop going on InfoWars. Every time you go on InfoWars, there's a controversy. Grandpa, stop going on InfoWars. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And that's why it's vitally important that people realize what's really going on around them. It's vitally important that they give us the support we need.
I totally agree, because all we're asking for is, this fight's gone so long, we've seen so many victories and so many defeats, and we know it's for the children. We're simply asking people to keep us in the fight by spreading the word and by supporting what you're doing and by supporting what we're doing. Roger, you've got a lot of great websites. What's the best one for people to visit to find everything Roger Stone?
StoneZone.com is my new completely revitalized website. You can go there to get your very own Roger Stone. This is a stone that I have personally signed. You can use it as a paperweight or a good luck charm. Some women carry it in their purses. You can get your very own signed copy of my presidential pardon, a great Christmas gift. I will personalize it to you. By the way, when I announced that I was selling these, Alex, the people at the Daily Beast went completely insane. So now, if you go to StoneZone.com and go to the shop, put in promo code Daily Beast, and you get a 10% discount.
All right, Roger, area. We love you and we appreciate you. Be safe. We'll talk soon.
God bless you, Alex. Keep up the good fight.
I'll try, brother. Let me say something about what he just said. We're not backed by the Republican Party, by the Democratic Party, by George Soros, by Bill Gates, by Pfizer, by the ADL, by the New World Order, by nobody but you. So the media makes fun of Roger Stone selling T-shirts and signed stones. Well, we go to the people. It's a badge of honor. It's a badge of how we're grassroots, that we fund ourselves with books and films and high-quality supplements and things that you need. And so please, you're not going to get the information we're about to cover next hour anywhere else. The euthanasia of children has now begun, even healthy ones, in places like Canada, and it's already starting here. We've got two powerful special reports on that. It's even worse than I was reporting on yesterday. I'm going to start the next hour on that. They need air superiority with no one challenging it, so they can gaslight us with all this garbage. This broadcast reaches millions and millions and millions of people a day thanks to the hardcore minority of people that actually buy the products and share the articles and videos. If everybody would pray for the broadcast, if everybody would share the videos and articles, if everybody would buy the products, we could change the whole world even faster and better. But plus, these are great products you need that make your life much richer, much healthier. So I want to be very clear here. We are running the best sales of the year right now. They'll run through Christmas, but most of the stuff will be sold out way before Christmas. But despite the fact that DNA Force Plus and X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Supermel Vitality and all this stuff is very close to selling out, I'm going to keep it at 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776 until it all sells out, because I want you to get a great deal and I need to bring in the money, period, just to stay on air. So we're blasting everything out in a clearance sale. You should get your Christmas shopping done now and stock up on all these great products. Despite the fact that X3 will be sold out in a week, it is still, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off with promo code 1776 at checkout and double Patriot points. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, amazing, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off for your male vitality and female vitality. Vaso Beats, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, so good for your heart and cardiovascular. That's really important nowadays. 50% off. Survival Shield X3, again, Body's Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Immune Support, Busy Magnesium. It has the highest quality magnesium that I don't know of any other company that actually has this high-grade magnesium in it that's so good for your joints, your muscles, your bones, your cardiovascular, your whole body. All these are synergistic. If you just took three products, it would be Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, and I'd have to say DNA Force Plus. But they're all incredible. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these while you still can and keep us on the air, truly changing the world together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Massive news sponsored by you, brought to the world by you. Coming up, hour number two. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.